Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show for stocks, market trends and money-making ideas. I'm Atul PM and here are the top headlines at this hour. LIC IPO unlikely this year due to delay in valuation process. Demand for residential realty to halve this fiscal, says CRISIL. Aurobindo says COVID vaccine development on as per plan. Flipkart to create 70,000 new jobs this festive season. Asian economy to shrink for the first time since 1960s, says ADB. Let's start with what really happened in the market today. After a one-day hiatus, the benchmark indices went back to winning ways on Tuesday, encouraged by easing inflation and positive cues from global markets. Index heavyweights HDFC Bank, ICICI Bank and RIL all ended in the green, while ITC, Maruti Suzuki and Asian Paints slashed some of the gains. Overall, BSE Sensex closed nearly 288 points higher at 39,044, while Nifty rose 82 points to 11,522. Mid-caps and small-caps extended gains into the fourth session. With 1.9% gain, Telecom Index emerged a top sectoral gainer on BSE. Healthcare, banking and power indices advanced over 1% each. In the broader market, Aegis Logistics, Trent, IFB Industries and Deepak Nitrite rallied up to 15%. Suntech Realty, Blue Dart, PVR and UCO Bank each declined over 3%. Should you increase exposure to small-caps and mid-caps now? We caught up with Ajit Mishra of Religare Broking to try and understand the market undercurrent. Welcome to the show, Mr. Mishra. What were the key highlights of today's market?
So, market started on a positive note led by a big global clues. Healthy buying in the IT and pharma counter supported the positive sentiment, which further boosted with the recovery in the banking pack as the session progressed. So, we feel that buoyancy in the primary market and the news of additional spending on different package proposed by the government in the parliament also helped the sentiments to boost further.
Tell us about the change in tax collected at source for investing in foreign stocks. How will it impact investors?
At the face of it, we feel it shouldn't discourage investors to invest in foreign stock. So while it increases the initial cost, TCS can be offset with the other tax liabilities during the year, and additionally it is applicable on the remittance of 7 lakhs and above.
On technical charts, Nifty 50 reclaimed the 11,500 mark and formed a bullish candle on the daily chart. Analysts said levels near the recent swing highs of 11,585 may continue to pose as immediate hurdles for Nifty. We have with us Rohit Singhri of LKP Securities to do the chart reading. How are Nifty chart structures looking like?
After today's session, I think there are some more things have got clear. I think, and if you look at Nifty has managed to close above 11,500, which is again a positive sign. Even Nifty Bank has seen a very good pullback from the strong supports of 22,000 mark. I think going forward, one should look for buy on dip strategy. These supports are there in the Nifty 11,450, 11,400 will be the very strong support on the downside. One can keep their stop losses there. Even Nifty Bank has very good support, 22,200, 22,000 will be very good support on the downside. So one should look for buy on dips, structure, and we may see more upside in the coming session towards 11,600, 11,700 odds levels in the coming sessions.
What is your reading from the F&O data?
If you look at the option chain, I think we have been witnessing a short covering move in the 11,500, 11,550, 11,600 calls. We have been witnessed a short covering move. But on the other front, I think 11,700 call has seen some more writing. And on the other hand, 11,500 put has seen substantial writing, which means that the gates are open up to 11,600. And we may see a hurdle somewhere around 11,650, 11,700 on the higher side. But on the downside, 11,500, 11,450, 11,400 are very important levels one should look for. So, in nutshell, technicals and derivative both are suggesting us that 11,500, 11,450, 11,400 will be a very good support. So, any dip will be around this level will be again a buying opportunity.
Globally, Asian markets mostly ended in the green. European stocks traded higher in early days. US stock futures were up in pre-market deals ahead of the release of some macro data that may offer some insights into the pace of economic recovery. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Goodbye.